What's up, Gone Wild Cats, as I've decided to call you. So here's the thing. Basically, I couldn't decide what I wanted to do for my first sort of official audio. I had a bunch of ideas about some script fills I was looking at that are really cool that I will probably end up doing. I'll fill them. But I got too sort of bogged down in, oh, I don't know if I like have the time right now to give it the attention that they deserve, to like make sure the audio quality is something that I'm really proud of, to really sort of learn how to use Audacity properly for editing and such. Because I would love to make audios that are more immersive and really help to give a fuller picture of whatever scene it is. But that caused me to sort of like freeze and not do anything. Welcome to ADHD and a number of other potential disorders in the world. So what I decided to do instead is a kind of a potpourri piece. make a little smorgasbord. I thought, you know, for my professional voiceover stuff, what I have is a demo reel. And it occurred to me that I could do something kind of similar for the erotic sphere. So that's what I'm gonna do. I think I'll start us off with some little teasers, super short. And then I've always had a really soft spot for hysterical literature. I think ever since I saw my first video, which was a video, not just audio. I think it was like almost a decade ago. And it was Stoya, of all people, whom I love, reading, I can't remember what now, something lovely and lyrical and a little dark, which is pretty on brand. I thought that was the coolest shit. And I'm thrilled to see that lots of folks on Gone Wild Audio do the same and feel the same way. So there's a Rilke piece that I pulled that I've always loved and thought was really gorgeous, just a short one. And then whatever's left may turn into a ramble fap. We'll see. I'm at a phase of my life where sadly I can come like once a day if I'm lucky. I am full of hubris, and so I usually try for more than that, but it doesn't get me much of anywhere. But yeah, that's what's on the docket. Stick around. Don't you touch that dial, as they said 70 years ago. So I guess I'll prompt myself with a question posed to you, the listener, which is, what can I do for you? How do you want me? We could start with the classic, a crowd pleaser, a fan favorite. We could go Girl Next Door, who's really sweet and dorky and a little shy, I guess. But anyway, I've always thought you were super cool. And you know, just nice. You've always been really, really cool. And I thought maybe we could hang out this summer, just sometime before everybody leaves for college. I'd love to hang. I'd love to hang. I bet that Mrs. Wilcox across the street would let us use her pool if we ask really nicely. Yeah? No, same. I love swimming. And it's always good to have a sunscreen buddy, right? Or maybe you're already at college. Maybe you've been there a little while. And it turns out that I'm actually your professor. And I'm just a little concerned is the thing. It looks like your grade took a dip after these last couple of quizzes, which was surprising, honestly. I can tell that you're smart, and I can see that you are doing the work. So I guess I'm hoping to understand a little better, because I would like to see you succeed in this class. And I just want to make sure you're aware that I do offer extra credit. So if you're willing and able, I'm sure that we can work something out. Or, you know, we could go somewhere far removed from an educational context. Maybe I'm that hottie across the bar in the leather jacket, you know. The one over there covered in tattoos and dripping with piercings that keep catching the light, catching your eye. I know what you're thinking. Do I secretly just want to be used? Tossed around like a mindless little fuck toy, taking your cock wherever, whining into your cunt? Or am I exactly as tough as I look, and maybe I'll top the shit out of you? Make you beg for my pussy, then stretch you open with my strap? Only one way to find out, right? Or, if you'd like something with more clearly defined boundaries, maybe I'm your doctor. I can do that, absolutely. Please don't hesitate to reach out. I am happy to answer any questions you have, maybe about prescriptions or persistent erections, excessive wetness. Truly, no worry is too small for me and the office here, the rest of the practice. If I don't talk to you before, I will see you at your next physical, okay? Or maybe I'm, I bet you'd like it a lot if I were your best friend instead. Someone who's always really soft and supportive and who's always there for you, always. Whether it's heartaches or just having a hard time, you know, I am happy to be a shoulder to cry on or an ass to grind against, because I love you. Maybe that's not the right flavor of love, though. Maybe I'm your mommy or your daddy. Yeah, and you know, maybe that's just how we play together, or maybe I really am the one who made you. Oh, don't you want to be good for me, baby? Wait, shit, do I have it backwards? Oh, what if I'm supposed to be your little girl? Oh my god. Oh, I just want to be your princess. Oh, I want to be anything you want. I'll be your perfect little fucking whore. Oh, I want to be so good for you. Oh, please. Please teach me how to be good. I'll be good. I promise. Or maybe something completely out of left field. Maybe we're not thinking big enough. maybe I'm someone or even something magical or something eldritch and utterly unknowable, slinking and strange, something ancient or alien, maybe something abyssal or divine. All you know for sure is that I'm hungry. But at the end of the day, I'm probably gonna be something a little less sinister, even if it's just a little bit. At the end of the day, I really am happy to just be another voice in the void, you know? That may even take on the form of just pure, loving presence, just here to help you feel good because you deserve it. I do believe that. I believe that you deserve to feel good. You deserve to enjoy your body and all its sensations and to revel in the places that the mind can take you, you know? You can learn about yourself. I'm always learning. Oh, actually, that's a decent segue. That's a really decent segue. Good job. This is a good segue to the hysterical literature section of the program, because the first teacher that I ever really had a crush on, like crushing hard, was my ethics professor of all things. Big shout out to Dr. G. I hope she's doing very well. My senior year of college took a sort of basic required ethics philosophy course, and I don't know what exactly she tied it in with, but she always included some short pieces of creative writing in addition to the like more dense philosophical treatises and such, to help illustrate different ideas. And for the life of me, I don't know what this one was for, but she saw fit to include a beautiful piece of Rilke's, The Archaic Torso of Apollo, which it hit me like a ton of bricks and has stuck with me ever since. So what I have here that I think I'm gonna start in just a second, once I grab toy of choice, is the Mitchell translation from the original German. Give me just a sec. Okay, let's get going. Oh, I might be in trouble. We cannot know his legendary head. Fuck. We cannot know his legendary head with eyes like ripening fruit, and yet his torso is still suffused with brilliance from inside, like a lamp in which his gaze, now turned to low, gleams in all its power. Otherwise, the curved breasts could not dazzle you so, nor could a smile run through the placid hips and thighs to that dark center where procreation flared. Otherwise,
This stone would seem defaced beneath the translucent cascade of the shoulders, and would not glisten like a wild beast's fur. Would not, from all the borders of itself, burst like a star. For here, there is no place that does not see you. You must change your life. I think I got away with that one. Because it's nice and short. Oh, fuck. I won't know until later how annoying this toy sounds on the recording. Forgive me if it's really buzzy or pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. Fuck. I could maybe stop and adjust. Check levels. Fuck, but I don't want to. I don't want to stop. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, I really like playing with my tits when I touch myself. Shit. My nipples are really sensitive, but I love playing with them. I really like to be able to graze over them and drag my nails around them. Tease them through fabric, a shirt, a bra, like right now. Fuck. Through the sheets. Oh, fuck. I love the way it spreads the sensation around. Because I can't take this much friction when they're bare. Fuck. Oh, God. I would kill or die for a mouth in front of me. To lick and suckle at me. God. You would do that for me, wouldn't you? You can tell how needy I am right now. You'd help me out. Unless you're feeling cruel this evening, unless you feel like toying with me. That'd be pretty fucked up. Be pretty fucked up to tease somebody who's already pretty desperate. Fuck. Shit. Oh. Oh, I gotta take a break.